9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Hello and welcome into Riders Field. It's been a long time since the Riders have been back here in Frisco, a two-week road trip in which they went 10-3 on the road in trips, a seven-game sweep of the San Antonio Missions, and a series split of six games with the Corpus Christi Hooks. I'm Luke Maley. We'll be joined in just a moment by the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley. But today's matchup features the Amarillo Sod Poodles, who come in at 26-31 on the year, against the first-place Frisco Rough Riders, who come in at 37-20. 4-game lead in the Texas League South with the 12 games to go in this first half. The Rough Riders' magic number sitting at 9 games, so they'll be scoreboard watching for Midland, hoping that number continues to shrink. Let's look at the pitching matchup on both sides today. First, for the visiting Sod Poodles, they'll turn to a right-hander in Dylan File, making his 11th start of the year. He is 2-4 with a 5.76 ERA. That's 32 earned runs and exactly 50 innings pitched. He has racked up 29 strikeouts, issuing 9 walks. But the number that really jumps out is the 7 home runs. He's been bit by the home run quite a bit. But it's a completely different story when you look at the numbers versus Frisco. This will be his 3rd start against the Rough Riders, and over that span, he hasn't earned a decision, but he's posted a 2.03 ERA, which is just 3 earned runs in 13 and a third innings pitched. We'll get more into Dylan File as this one goes on. Josh Steven takes the ball for the Rough Riders. Steven, the number 17 prospect in the Rangers organization, making his 8th start of the season today. He's 1-3 with a 5.79 ERA. 21 earned runs and 32 and two-thirds innings pitched. Has picked up 30 strikeouts, issuing 13 walks, giving up 6 homers. Across his last 5 starts, Josh Steven has gone at least 5 innings pitched in all of them. 2 of those scoreless starts, the other 3 have been on the other side, at least 5 runs allowed. So it's been really hit and miss for the right-hander for the Rough Riders. But he'll look to be on the right side of things today as the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles get set for game 1 of this 6-game set. We'll step aside, and when we come back on the pregame show, you'll hear from Rough Riders reliever Robbie Ahlstrom, part 1 of a 2-part interview.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We welcome you back to Frisco. The Rough Riders back home after a 2-week road trip, and we're joined by Robbie Ahlstrom here on the pregame show, Rough Riders reliever. Start with that road trip, a great road trip for you guys going 10-3. Do you like the road? Do you like being at home? What's kind of your feel?
I mean, 10-3, like, we'll take that every time, especially with, I think that's our only two-week roadie of the year. So we got it out of the way, and we got some wins along with it. I prefer playing at home. We have, I think, one of the nicest parks I've played at in the minor leagues and stuff, so it's comfortable here. But yeah, when you go on the road for 2 weeks, it's a long road trip. So I'm just glad we're back now.
You had a few opportunities at multi-inning saves and multi-inning relief appearances. When you come in that kind of situation, like Sunday, where it's a one-run game, what is the feeling like when you're being given the ball in that kind of situation?
Yeah, I mean, those are situations I like being in. You don't have to be perfect, but at the same time, there's a little margin for error. I mean, it just makes you lock in for every pitch. So eighth, ninth inning, those kind of games, get base or traffic on the bases, whatever it is. Like, you got to bear down and bring your best stuff to get out of it. And so I live for those. Like, my stuff always ticks up when I'm in those moments. Throw more strikes, I'm more dialed in. But I mean, there's outings where you come in the fifth, sixth, you have to get out of jams and stuff too. I didn't do that great this last week. I need to be better at locking in for those as well. But yeah, if you can give me the ball in a leverage situation, I'm going to feel really confident.
When you think back to your time in college, you were a starter and now a reliever. Where does that kind of fire come from, and where has it built over the last few years?
Yeah, as a starter, you kind of have to maintain like your keep your endurance, maintain your adrenaline levels. You don't want to dump them too early and then not have anything left in the tank when you need it late in the game with the runners on base and runners in scoring position. So as a reliever, it's kind of freeing being able to go out there and just from pitch one, best stuff, high intensity, which I really like and stuff. And it's just learning about how to manage your adrenaline, stuff like that, and then knowing when you need your best bolts, when guys are in scoring position, when it's one run game. So.
Joined by Robbie Ahlstrom. We get some grunts out of you sometimes on some pitches. How long have you been doing that?
It's been kind of a newer thing. I say the last couple of years is when I started doing it. Kind of started as a joke almost in the bullpen, just with the guys watching. But I noticed that my stuff did tick up when I did that. So it's like if I need a little bit extra on my fastball, or sometimes I'll do it on a changeup, kind of trick the hitter. Kind of recently when it started.
By Robbie Ahlstrom. Now, the bullpen has been very good, and the pitching has been very good over this nice little stretch. Is there any competition between the guys trying to, you know, outperform the next guy and becoming contagious throughout the bullpen?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we posted in our 10-game win streak, and we posted like a 1-4-4 in the pen, and I mean, we are all fighting or like pulling for each other. Like when the guy's on the mound, like we want to see him do good because we want to win. And then like we're super close. So like we just want to see him like as a friend to like do good and stuff. But I mean, I'll text Seth like after one of his good outings and say like, don't get comfortable. Like I'm going to be better than you. Like him and I have had a good rivalry, friendly rivalry going on for the last couple of years now. Like he's pushed me to be better when he got called up to Hickory. And like that's continued. I mean, both left-handers throwing pretty hard. We pitch in a lot of leverage spots, so like it's a friendly competition. We push each other in the weight room on the mound, and then I mean that happens throughout the entire pen. And I think the Stars have some side bets going on and stuff of like innings, strikeouts, stuff like that, just to like push each other, motivate each other, and like the product showed up on the field, and the numbers back that up.
That's going to do it for part one of our interview with Robbie Ahlstrom. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We'll get you part two. Starting lineups are next with Luke Maley on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back at Riders Field here in Frisco, Texas, game one of this six-game series between the Amarillo Sod Poodles and the Frisco Rough Riders is just a couple of minutes away. Let's go ahead and get you the starting lineups for both teams. First, with the visitors on the scoreboard, the Amarillo Sod Poodles will line up as follows. Giancarlo Cintrone will lead things off. He'll play shortstop today. The left fielder, Kevin Graham, slides into the two spot in this order. Tim Tawa, the first baseman today, that's third. Matt Beatty, a 2020 World Series champion with the Dodgers, will be the designated hitter and the cleanup man for the Sod Poodles. A.J. Vukovic, the center fielder behind him. Ivan Melendez will play the hot corner over at third base and bat sixth. The catcher, J.D. D'Orazio, will bat seventh. In the eighth spot in this order is the second baseman, Logan Warmoth, who has just returned from AAA Reno today. Christian Robinson will roam right field and round out the order. So again, for the Sod Poodles, Cintrone, Graham, Tawa, Beatty, Vukovic, Melendez, D'Orazio, Warmoth, Robinson. And then for the Rough Riders, who are looking to improve on their four-game lead on the Midland Rockhounds for that top spot in the Texas League South, under Carlos Cardoza, they line up as follows. Kellen Strom back in center field. He'll lead things off for the Riders. The designated hitter, Liam Hicks, bats second. In the three spot is the left fielder, Aaron Zavala, the Rangers' number 21 prospect. Cody Freeman is the cleanup man. He'll play third base. The right fielder, Josh Hatcher, will bat fifth.
Batting sixth is the shortstop, Caber Rodriguez. The Rangers' number 11 prospect and first baseman today, Abimelech Ortiz, bats seventh. Franer Chavez will play second base and bat eighth. And rounding out the order for the Rough Riders is the catcher today, Cooper Johnson. Again, for the Rough Riders, it is Strom, Hicks, Zavala, Freeman, Hatcher, Rodriguez, Ortiz, Chavez, Johnson. And we already talked about the pitching matchup a bit, but here to get things going for the Rough Riders will be the right-hander Josh Steven, making his eighth start of the year. Mentioned that he's the Rangers' number 17 ranked prospect. This is a guy that has a really good arsenal. He's been hit and miss a little bit with the slider this year, and that's been his go-to pitch when it is on. That has propelled him to some really nice starts. Mentioned that he's gone at least five innings over his last five starts, but they've been kind of two different stories. A pair of scoreless outings and three starts that he allowed at least five earned runs. So he looks to make that 3-3 in his last six. He'd love to pour on a scoreless start today against a really good offense. On the other side against him is Dylan File, who comes in at 2-4 with a 5.76. We'll step aside for the national anthem. When we come back, Zach Bigley will take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Josh Hatcher! A three-run walk-off homer!
And it is gone!
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win!
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
We welcome you into Riders Field here in Frisco, Texas, as the Rough Riders return back home after a 13-game road trip to meet up with the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Hi, everybody, and we welcome you into Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. What a road trip for the Rough Riders, Luke. A 13-game road trip. They went 10-3.
Impressive stuff, especially from the starting pitchers. The bullpen was even better. So Josh Steven trying to set the tempo back here at home. It's phenomenal what they've been able to do. It's been impressive on both sides of things, but especially on the hill.
Yeah, it's been really good. The Rough Riders
are 13 out of their last 15 ball games they've won in, and they continue to be awesome on the pitching side of things with a 2.64 ERA during that stretch. Rough Riders look to continue it today against a team that's really struggled on the mound in Amarillo, a team in which they are 6-6 against on the season. They had their second trip here to Riders Field this year, and overall, this is a team that looks very different from the last few times that we've seen them. And we get our first look here at Giancarlo Cintron, and the first pitch of the game is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. And we are officially underway at 12:06 in the p.m. here in this day baseball game here in Frisco, Texas. Steven winds back in the 0-1. And that's high and tight. It's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders, having won all those games on the road, they did it a lot with their pitching. And Josh Steven was a big part of one of those wins, including a 9-game winning streak, the 1-1. Swinging a fly ball off the end of the bat into shallow center field. Tough play, and it falls in just out of Freiner Chavez's reach. It's a bloop base hit for Giancarlo Cintron to start things off here in the first inning.
Yeah, good start for Cintron, who this is the first time this year he's seen the Rough Riders. A bit of a shift. This is a lineup that looks very similar the last time that we saw Amarillo, Zach, but there's one glaring hole, and it's Davison De Los Santos, who has been moved up to AAA Reno, and he's doing everything that he did here at the AA level, they are at the AAA level now.
Boy, are the Rough Riders happy to not see Davison De Los Santos. Here's Kevin Graham, first pitch home. Graham watches one on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Davison De Los Santos, phenomenal against the Rough Riders. He hit 500, 22 for 44, with six homers in 12 games. Here's the stretch. And Steven looking in, he lifts the leg and deals. It misses outside with a slider. It's one ball and one strike. It seemed that every single one of those six homers, Luke, came in the biggest spot possible. Just when the Rough Riders were regaining a lead or when they had to make sure that they kept the lead, Davison would come up.
Oh, absolutely. 20 RBIs in those 12 games.
Pitch is outside, and it's two balls and one strike. Really impressive stuff. He's now up in AAA, as you mentioned. Yulber Diaz, their best pitcher, is now up in AAA as well after he got promoted. So a lot of things have been a little bit shifted in the Sod Poodles roster, and they're still winning games, but not quite as decisively. There's the stretch, and Steven offers home. Graham pops it up on the infield. Gabriel Rodriguez right there, the shortstop behind the second base bag in shallow center. He makes the catch. One out, and Tim Tawa makes his way to the plate. Just underway here at the top of the first. Happy you're with us for day baseball to start out this series. The Rough Riders have won 12 of their last 15. Amarillo, 13 of their last 21, including the last two games in the last time these two teams matched up. Here's Tim Tawa, first pitch. He watches one for a strike on the outside corner right at the bottom of the zone. Slider from Steven.
And Zach, you go back to that series in Amarillo in late May. This was a group that was looking for their first series win, and they finally got it just a couple of weeks ago against Northwest Arkansas.
The pitch is inside. It's 1-1. A win against Northwest Arkansas. They split against Tulsa last week. There's been a lot of rain in the area over the course of the last few weeks, really in the entire Texas League. They've had four straight weeks with a doubleheader, including last week. 1-1. Breaking ball. Strike at the bottom of the zone again with the slider. It's 1-2, and the Rough Riders had their first week in the last four without a doubleheader. Frisco won the last game against, or last two games, I should say, in the series against Midland here at home, and then swept aside a seven-game series with San Antonio. Throw goes over to first to check on Cintron, not in time.
Well, and in those seven games, how many times, Zach, did the Rough Riders feel like they have no business winning this game, they're down late, and then they just pulled off some late-inning magic. It was spectacular to watch.
Yeah, really, really fun series. The pitch. That's low and outside. It's two balls and two strikes, and the Rough Riders had multiple games where they were either tied late or down late and were able to come back to win it. Really all on that pitching. The bullpen especially was just phenomenal during that winning streak. Steven ready from the stretch. And he fires in. Swing and a miss. Fouled back into Johnson's glove. Strike three. First strikeout for Steven is the second out here in the first inning. And that brings up the former major leaguer, Matt Beatty. Beatty playing in just his 12th game here in the Diamondbacks system at the AA level, hitting just 206, 7 for 34, but a guy who's seen major league time over the last few years with the Dodgers, Padres, Giants, and Royals. Left-handed batter, runner at first, two outs, no score, top one. The pitch. Swinging a hard line drive into center, and it's a base hit. Cintron up to second. He stops right there. Strom gets it back in from center field, and Matt Beatty attacking the first pitch against Josh Steven, and that's a theme that you're going to see throughout today's game. Steven is allowing an over 500 average now on the first pitch this season. Opponents are 13 for 25 against him on that initial offering. And so a single back up the middle for Beatty. And A.J. Vukovic, the number 15 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, makes his way to the plate, the center fielder. Steven ready from the stretch. Right-hander looks to second. He rocks in. And misses low and away with that slider. It's one ball and no strikes. The bullpen during the winning streak for the Rough Riders had a 1.29 earned run average. They had a 1.87 ERA overall during that nine-game winning streak 2 weeks ago. First time they were 17 games over 500 since August of 2021, and they're now 17 games over 500 again after splitting with Corpus last week. 1-0 toss. And that fits on the inside corner for a slider for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Josh Steven will mostly go with that slider as his best secondary offering. He has a full arsenal of a pair of fastballs of the four-seam and two-seam. He has a cutter as well. Slider and changeup. Offering is on the outside edge of the fastball for a strike, and it's 1-2. Two aboard with two singles here in the first inning. Two outs. Steven ready from the stretch. And he rocks in the 1-2 pitch to Vukovic. That's off the outside corner. It's two balls and two strikes. Steven 1-3 with a 5.79 ERA this season. His two starts against Amarillo have not gone particularly well. He allowed five runs over six innings in his last time out, though that was in Amarillo, a very hitter-friendly ballpark. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider off the outside corner, and Josh Steven allows a couple hits but strikes out two in a scoreless first. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. Bottom one coming up next. It's Amarillo nothing. The Rough Riders to the plate on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Kellen Strom leads it off for the Riders in the home half of the first inning here on Camp Day at Riders Field. Lots of kiddos in attendance. Rough Riders held the Sod Poodles scoreless in the top half, and now they come to the plate against Dylan File. First pitch. There's a strike on the inner edge, and it's 0-1 on the fastball from File. 28-year-old right-hander, 6'1", 205 pounds. The pitch. That's low off the outside corner in the dirt. It's one ball and one strike. Went to Dixie State University in Utah. Originally drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers back in 2017. the pitch. And that's low and outside. Two balls and one strike. This season with Amarillo, he's making his 11th start, a 2-4 record with a 5.76 earned run average. That's a little bit deceiving because of how well he's pitched head-to-head against Frisco. The offering fits on the outside corner. We're even at 2-2. File this season against the Rough Riders in two starts. The pitch, that's outside. Three balls, two strikes. A 2.03 ERA. He's surrendered just three runs over 13 and a third innings pitched, while he has an ERA north of 7 against everyone else. He was pretty consistent at the beginning of the year with a lot of quality starts. The offering. Check swing roller foul back to the netting. It's still three balls, two strikes.
That's a pitch that Kellen would like to have back. That's in on the hands. You're starting the swing, trying to hold it up. Likely had ball four there.
Instead of foul ball, the three balls, two strikes now. And on the inside edge, strike three called. So Strom down on strikes to begin the offensive slate for the Rough Riders. And that brings Liam Hicks to the plate. Rough Riders have been struggling on offense during this really nice streak. Frisco, though they've won 12 of their last 15 games, they're averaging just four runs a game on the offensive side. They have just eight homers in their last 15. Files pitch. Over the heart of the plate for a strike, it's 0-1, but they have a 2.25 ERA as a pitching staff during that stretch. So really relying heavily on the arms. The 0-1. And that skips in there. It's one ball and one strike. File in his last two starts has allowed seven runs against Arkansas on the road, and then against Tulsa at home, he allowed eight over four and a third. 1-1. On the inside corner. A strike with a fastball, and it's 1-2 on Hicks, who has the average up to 2.75 after a really nice stretch on the road. 1-2, down and in. Two balls and two strikes. Hicks had his first multi-home run game of his minor league career and his first multi-home run game since playing in JUCO. That was on Saturday. And his last 11 games hitting .400. And the 2-2. Fouled off of D'Orazio, the catcher, and it's still two balls, two strikes. In his last 23 games, hitting .364 with a .975 OPS.
Zach, so much of that comes, you know, it's coming off the heels of a tough stretch for Hicksy, but he stayed with his approach, he stayed patient at the plate, the walks came before the hits did, and now it's all come together, and he's been one of the hottest hitters in the Texas League.
The pitch is a foul at the plate again on a check swing, and it's still two balls, two strikes. Early on in the season, Hicks hit the ball well and then went through a really big cold stretch. He said that early on he was hitting a ton of fly balls and he couldn't figure out why. And then he felt like he was overcompensating and trying to swing down on the ball. 2-2. Chop on the ground, foul to the right side. It's two balls and two strikes. And so when you overcompensate and you swing down to the ball, you tend to backspin the ball more. Instead, he was just hitting more fly balls because of the backspin. And so he decided to break it all down, just level out the swing more. And now he's hitting more ground balls and more line drives. 2-2. He swings, hits this ball well into center field. Vukovic back a couple steps. He's shy of the warning track. He has it measured and makes the grab. With two outs here in the first inning, nothing-nothing score for Aaron Zavala in the three spot for the Riders. When he's going well, he's pulling the ball for power and going to the opposite way on a line. That one to center field, but he picked on the biggest part of the ballpark to put it in the air too. Zavala playing in his 51st game of the season out of the Rough Riders 58. The pitch. Slithers outside. It's one ball and no strikes. And Zavala on a bit of a cold spell at the plate, but trying to turn things around. 1-0. Chopper weakly hit up the first baseline. It's a foul ball. One ball and one strike. A few of the Rough Riders hitters are on a bit of a cold streak down the stretch of a long road trip and happy to be back home now. 1-1. Fly ball hit well into right center field. Vukovic back. He's shy of the warning track again. Under it to make the catch. And it's a pair of long fly ball outs for the Rough Riders, ending a 1-2-3 first for Dylan File. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the second. Nothing, nothing, our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Josh Steven back to the hill and the top of the second inning. The Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles locked in a scoreless tie. Ivan Melendez, the number 8 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, starts things off. Steven, the number 17 prospect in the organization. Melendez, J.J. D'Orazio, Logan Warmoth due up. It's 6, 7, and 8 in the order for Amarillo. Steven rocks back and offers in. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away. It's 0-1. Steven, a 19-pitch first inning. 12 of them for strikes. 0-1. It slips up and in. One ball and one strike. Melendez has hit really well head-to-head against the Rough Riders this year. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Cutter away. One ball, two strikes. Melendez has 4 of his 9 homers head-to-head against Frisco, and in 12 games, hitting .326. 1-2. He swings and lines this ball softly into left field. It drops down for a base hit. Well, Melendez continues his tear against Frisco. A single into left, and that brings J.J. D'Orazio, the catcher, to the plate. Riders have a 37-20 record this year. It's tied for the best record in all of AA with AA Binghamton. Or Birmingham, I should say. Here's the stretch from Steven. With Melendez leading off at first in the pitch. On the inside corner with the slider for a strike, it's 0-1. Rough Riders trying to continue that. The funny thing is, you look at the last road trip. Frisco played San Antonio and Corpus Christi. They have been dominant against those two teams this year. The pitch. Grounded foul back behind home. It's 0-2 on D'Orazio with nobody out in the second. Rough Riders have played 30 games against those two teams this season. They are 24-6 against Corpus Christi and San Antonio. And they actually have a losing record against everybody else. Just 13-14, and they're 6-6 against Amarillo this season. Steven Reddings, a long deep breath, and he delivers home. On the inside corner, got him looking. D'Orazio down on strikes. A perfect slider front doored him. Third strikeout for Steven. One out, and Logan Warmoth stands in now. Nothing our score. We're at the top of the second. Warmoth, right-handed batter. Steven, right-handed pitcher. Melendez leads from first. The pitch home. Another slider. This one a little bit too far inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Steven's slider is a little bit slower than most sliders might be this day and age. It comes in about 82 to 85 miles an hour. He readies and brings it. Popped up to the right side and foul out of play, and it's 1-1. It's not your typical sweeping slider that you see a lot of nowadays. It's a downward gyro slider. Can almost be confused for a curveball sometimes.
It's been really effective this year. He readies from the stretch. Delivers home. Wormuth takes a strike on the outside corner with that slider, and it's 1-2. Steven, when he came to the Rough Riders out of extended spring training at the beginning of the year, he didn't have that slider necessarily. Couldn't figure it out. He had changed his arm motion. He readies here on the 1-2. Just low, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coming off a back injury that made him miss the last half of the season last year after his one start with Frisco on July 4th. Flared up again during spring training, and it changed his arm motion, and he's been able to find that slider that he had last year. 2-2. Flied out into left center field. Aaron Zavala angling over into the alley. He's under it. And he paws it out of the air for the second out. After the leadoff single, 2 up, 2 down, and Christian Robinson stands in now, the number 17 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. Right-handed batter in the 9 spot today. He struggled offensively, hitting just 179. Steven ready from the stretch. And the offering home. Outside. 1 ball and no strikes. Steven has had a hodgepodge of great outings and not so good outings. It's really been the one big inning that he's had to avoid this season. And his last start was a perfect kind of culmination of his season. The 1-0. Just inside. 2 balls and no strikes. He was great through his first 4 innings. Shutout baseball. And then in the 5th, he allowed 6 runs. That was coming off 5 2/3 scoreless innings in his previous start against San Antonio. 2 balls, no strikes. He offers. And this is low, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. So trying to find that consistency and avoid that big inning that will kind of blow up on you every now and again. Nothing our score. We play in the top of the 2nd. 3-0 on Robinson, the former top prospect for the Diamondbacks back in 2021. 3-0. Strike at the top of the zone, and it's 3-1 now on the right fielder. Robinson has had a bit of a fall from grace. He got in some legal troubles. More than anything, it's been a lack of availability. He's played no more than 69 games in any of his 4 seasons. 3-1. Fouled back. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes, but he was the number one prospect after the 2021 season for the Diamondbacks, ahead of guys like Alec Thomas, Geraldo Perdomo, Corbin Carroll, Blake Walston, Slade Ciccone, all guys who have made big contributions at the major league level. He now slots in at number 17. He's still just 23 years old, too. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Melendez will be off on the pitch. Here it comes. Check swing on a pitch low and away. No appeal. Ball 4. Steven walks his first batter. 2 outs, 2 aboard. Top of the order, Giancarlo Cintrone, the batter. Earlier, Luke mentioned Cintrone facing the Rough Riders for the first time this season, but certainly not his first time in his career. I've seen Cintrone a lot over the last couple of seasons. Cintrone in his 4th year now. The pitch, a swing and a miss off the outside corner. It's 0-1 with the Sod Poodles. We've seen him each of the last 4 seasons. Played 16 games against the Riders back in 2021. Stretch in the 0-1 pitch from Steven. Fouled back. 0-2. There's been some shuffling in the Diamondbacks organization starting today. Jordan Lawler was activated at the AAA level, so they had to make room for him. So Logan Wormuth sent back down from the AAA level. Jameson Hill was promoted. Demoted down here to AA, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs, got him for strike 3. 4th strikeout for Josh Steven, and he strands a pair for a 2nd straight inning. And we go scoreless. Bottom 2 next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Freeman starts it for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the second inning in a scoreless game. Dylan Fial back on the hill for Amarillo after a 1-2-3 first, throwing 18 pitches, 12 of them for strikes. Cody Freeman is really excited to be back at home. First pitch. That's right down the heart of the plate. A strike, it's 0-1. Freeman had a tough road trip. In his last 12 games, hitting just 133. So unlike what we're used to seeing from Freeman. The offering home. That's outside. It's 1-1. He's been a much better hitter this season at home than he has been on the road, but you can kind of chalk that up a little bit to being hot when he's here at home. The 1-1. That's outside. It's 2-1. And trying to get back to where he was the last time Frisco was here. Hitting 359 at home with an over 1,000 OPS. On the road, hitting just 200. The OPS drops near 550. Just a night and day type of player, the pitch. He swings and chops this one foul up the third baseline to Kavika Emsley-Pye, coaching third base today for the Rough Riders. 2-2. Trying to find consistency at the plate here and starting off the second. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball softly out to short. Cintrone's got it, flips it on to first and retires him. One away, and it's 4-4 for Dylan Fial. That brings Josh Hatcher in. Hatcher had one of the two hits that the Rough Riders mustered in that series finale against Corpus Christi on Sunday. It was such an odd baseball game. Frisco only had two hits. They were both RBI singles, and they won 2-1. The pitch. Swinging a chopper off his foot, squibbing foul up the first baseline. It's 0-1. And that's been the way that the Rough Riders have been winning games over the last few. Frisco was out-hit 7-2. Emiliano Teodo allowed a ton of base runners in his first four innings of his start. He only allowed one run, stranded the bases loaded twice, and just gave up a bases loaded sac fly in the fourth to allow two stranded as well. He left eight on the base paths in the first four innings, and there was only one runner stranded the rest of the way for Corpus. The pitch. Check swing and a foul ball back into D'Orazio's glove. It's 0-2. Rough Riders are now 37-20 because of that victory. 0-2. Down and in. 1-2. Hatcher facing Amarillo back here at home for the first time since he had a walk-off homer against them in April. The pitch. Check swing and a high outside fastball. He went around for strike three. And there's Vial's second strikeout. Two outs for Caber Rodriguez. Now 0-0 our score. We're in the bottom of the second. Rodriguez hitting at 283 on the year.
the pick. Check swing. Didn't go up the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Rodriguez hit his third homer of the season on Saturday. The pitch. Fouls it straight back, and it's 1-1. A lack of homers has been a big key for this offense for the Riders. Frisco had three homers in a 10-game span on the road before homering three times on Saturday. 1-1. Well, off the outside corner, two balls and one strike. Only six home runs in their last 15 games now. Excuse me, eight home runs in their last 15. 2-1. Fouled away to the right side. It's two balls and two strikes. Well, now it's weakness versus weakness in terms of a Rough Riders team that's not hitting terribly well against the worst pitching team in the Texas League in Amarillo. On the season, they have an over 5.3 ERA. In June, it's near 7. 2-2 home. In the air down the right field line, twisting foul. Still two balls, two strikes on the Riders' shortstop. Rodriguez hit really well last time these two teams played as well. In five games, went 10 for 19. 5.26 average. 2-2 on the way. He swings, chops it on a couple hops out to short. Cintron's got it at the head, sets his feet, slings it on to first, and gets Rodriguez to retire the side in the second. Six up, six down for Dylan File. We're scoreless to the top of the third, where Luke Maley takes over on the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Top of the third inning, it's Kevin Graham to lead things off, and the first offering from Josh Steven is tapped in front of the plate, but it'll roll just foul. Kevin Graham seeing Josh Steven for the second time today. Popped out to shortstop for Kaber Rodriguez's camp today. Back in that first inning. Amarillo's gotten a pair of runners on in each of the first two frames against Steven, but nothing to show for it as the pitch home is a spinner. Misses just a bit down and into the left-handed hitting Graham. Kevin Graham took an 0 for 18 into the month of June. The pitch, he rips this one to right. It's hanging up for Hatcher, and he has to leap to make the play. Hatcher took a couple of steps in, realized that ball was carrying out towards right. Had to take a little hop, but he hauls it in. 104 off the bat. Just not in the right spot for Kevin Graham. He's out number one here in this top of the third inning. But Graham, who drops to 0 for 2 today, has hit in three straight since breaking out of that 0 for 18 slump. The pitch runs down and away to Tim Towle. Struck out his first time against Steven. Bats from the right side. He's the first baseman today. We've seen him most of the year at second base. The pitch in on the hands. Had him leaning back. A fastball at 92. Just missed. Two balls and no strikes in favor of the right-handed hitter. Tawa opened the year at AAA and then was sent back to AA Amarillo. The pitch. Slider. And it misses inside. Three balls and no strikes. Tawa had himself a pretty good start to the year for the Sad Poodles. Right-hander kicks and fires the 3-0. It's called a strike by Chris Presley Murphy, calling the balls and strikes today behind the plate. Count moves to 3-1. Right-hander readies the pitch. Swinging a drive and foul ground. Work its way out of play up to the left side. But for Tim Tawa, mentioned that Amarillo on the year just has one series win. They're 1-4-5 in series this year. Their lone series win came at Northwest Arkansas, the Kansas City Royals affiliate. And Tawa in that series strung together three consecutive multi-hit games in their first series win. But in the 11 games since, he's just 5-for-39, or 129. That includes his strikeout today. Full count. Steven readies the payoff on its way. Swinging a drive down the left field line. It has the distance, and it bangs off the foul pole. A solo shot for Tim Tawa, his 11th of the year. Couldn't tell if it stayed fair or not. But our field umpire said it just clipped that bright yellow pole down the left field line. The Sod Poodles are on the board, 1-0 on the solo homer from Tim Tawa, his 11th of the year. 3-2 pitch. Steven went to the slider, and it was in the lower third of the strike zone. About 108 off the bat, sent it 350 feet. Enough to get out of the ballpark. 1-0 Sod Poodles here in the top of the third. Major League veteran Matt Beatty will step in. Matt Beatty, originally from Tennessee, went to Dresden High School. That's from the left side. The pitch. There's the slider again, called a strike. Left that one middle-middle, but Beatty didn't like it. Beatty is the oldest player, active player, that is, in the Texas League. As the pitch misses a bit outside, evens things at 1-1. 31 years old. Beatty played his college ball at Belmont. Became the third player from that program, which began in 1952, to reach the big leagues. The pitch. He pops this one up left side. Long run for the third baseman Freeman, who was shifted. He runs into foul territory and reaches skyward behind his head. And makes the grab. Two gone. Beatty debuted in 2019 with the Dodgers, who selected him in the 12th round of the 2015 Major League Draft. Got himself a World Series ring with a 2020 World Series championship with the Dodgers. That came in the shortened COVID season. The pitch to A.J. Vukovic is shot the other way, but out of play. 0-1. Mentioned Beatty, one of three players out of Belmont to reach the big leagues. He's the longest tenured one. Pitch misses upstairs. A fastball from Steven. Even at 1-1. He's appeared at the major league level in parts of five seasons for four different teams. The majority of that with the Dodgers. Zvukovic watches the pitch down. Fastball just missed. 2-1 advantage to the right-handed hitting center fielder. Three seasons with the Dodgers. One with the Padres, Giants, and Royals. Pitch. This one hit softly right side. Ortiz, that had some weird spin, and it's passed him into right field. Ortiz took a step to his left, almost a shuffle, and had the ball centered up, and all of a sudden it darted back towards the gap in between the second baseman Chavez and the first baseman Ortiz. A base hit for A.J. Vukovic, and quite an odd one. Didn't hit it all that hard. Got it off the end of the bat, but that generated that spin that took it away from Ortiz, who had to take to a dive. Here's Ivan Melendez, bats from the right side. with two gone and a runner on. He hits this first pitch high in the air in a shallow left center field. It's Caber Rodriguez, the shortstop, carrying across the second base bag and makes an underhanded basket-style catch to cap off the inning. So a pop-up by Ivan Melendez ends the frame, but the Sod Poodles do get a run on a solo homer by Tim Tawa. One run on two hits, no errors, and one stranded aboard the base pads. We head to the bottom of the third. Riders due up when we come back, trailing 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Dylan File back out there, and his first pitch to Abimelech Ortiz runs up and away. Fastball. File has been excellent, facing the minimum for the first two frames. The pitch, swinging a pop-up back behind the screen. Evens things, had a ball and a strike. Abimelech Ortiz back on April 25th here at Riders Field against this same Amarillo group. Finished a homer shy of the cycle. Pitch runs inside. Ortiz hops ahead 2-1. After that three-hit game for Abby Ortiz, his average sat at 250, but it's dropped all the way to 181 over this long slump. As he takes, fastball missed down and in, 3-1. Abby has reached in four straight. Takes a huge 3-1 hack, but comes up empty on a fastball. And a 3-2 count against Fine. The payoff on its way. Swing and a drive into left. Playable for Kevin Graham. He's camped under it. He reaches skyward to haul in the first out. It's 7-up, 7-down for Dylan File. And in steps Franger Chavez. Chavez had himself quite a road trip. Over his last 9 games, he's 15-34. Or to put it in more simple terms, batting .441. Really good on the 9-game winning streak as the pitch misses just a bit outside to Chavez. He bats from the left side. Chavez, a switch hitter with a righty on the hill, bats from the left side. Breaking balls called a strike. That evens things at 1-1. Mentioned the 9-game winning streak. Chavez led the team with 10 hits over that span. The pitch, swing and a miss. A half-hearted swing from Chavez. Had him fooled. Went back to that breaking ball. Chavi was thinking fastball. Brainer's also been really good against Amarillo on the year, playing in his 11th game as an average over 300. So he takes a pitch just a bit off the plate. Pulls even at 2-2. One of his homers has come against the Sod Poodles. So he takes a pitch that skipped in. Back-to-back batters see full counts against File. File was able to sit down Ortiz on a fly out to left. The pitch. Swinging a foul ball back to the screen, and that one took Chavez down to an E. Fastball middle, but Chavi couldn't quite catch it. Rough Riders still looking for their first base runner. And in the bottom of the third, no runs, no hits, no errors. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strikeout number three for Dylan File. He's picked up one in each frame to this point. And there's two gone for Cooper Johnson at the bottom of the card. Mentioned that nine-game winning streak and how good Franer Chavez was. This is another guy that was fantastic over that stretch. Cooper Johnson has been great over the last month or so. But he led the team with two homers in that nine-game winning streak as he takes a pitch upstairs. Johnson ahead, 1-0. The pitch home. Swing and a bouncer towards the third baseman, Melendez. He gloves it off to his left. Fires a strike over to Tawa at first. It's another 1-2-3 inning for Dylan File. He's faced the minimum through three. And we'll head to the top of the fourth. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning, Rough Riders trailing the Sod Poodles by a score of 1-0. It was a solo homer by Tim Tawa in the top of the third that has provided the lone run of this contest. It's J.J. D'Orazio. Struck out looking his last time up against Josh Steven to get the fourth inning going. First offering is tapped just behind the plate. Foul ball, 0-1. Well, it hasn't been as clean for Josh Steven, as he's yet to face less than five in an inning, which misses up and in. But he's allowed just the one run, and it came on a solo homer. His 60th pitch on the way, and this one popped up left side in foul territory. Freeman and Johnson giving chase. It's Cody Freeman reaching over the camera well, and he made the play. What a play by Cody Freeman. Able to track it all the way there. Reached over the railing of the camera well. If you're watching on MILB TV, watch the replay here. It was a long run for him, playing from deep third. Came all the way to the camera well. Kept looking up, looking back at the railing, and then full extension over. A nice play by the Riders' third baseman, and it's out number one. First offering to Warmoth, swing and a miss. Warmoth just returned today from AAA Reno. Pitch hits this one hard up the middle, and it sneaks into center field, a base hit. All four innings against Josh Steven, this Amarillo offense has picked up at least one hit.
Looking at that replay again, our photographer, Paige Greiner, was down in the camera well. I'm sure those pictures are pretty sweet.
I'm waiting to see those pop up here in just a minute. You got to follow the Riders on all the socials, but especially on Twitter, X, whatever you want to refer to it as. Maybe that's going to be your post-game graphic photo right there.
I love it.
The pitch. Robinson takes a called strike. He's behind 0-1. Robinson walked his first time up. That came in the second inning. He was stranded there at first base. It's the Diamondbacks' number 17 prospect. Steven comes set. Black glove at the belt. The pitch. Another breaking ball. Just missed the top of the zone. Robinson has struggled a bit against the Rough Riders this year, playing in his 11th game. He's just 5-for-35. Now he has worked four walks after his walk back in the second inning, but hitting just 143 across those 11 games. Strikeouts have been an issue for him. 15 against the Riders this year. Right-hander kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. Steven hops ahead 1-2. Robinson roams right field today. We've seen him much of the year. Logan Warmoth over at first base after the one-out single. Mentioned Warmoth spent some time with AAA Reno. Played in four games, went hitless, but did score three runs. The pitch. Check swing. They appeal to first, and he didn't offer any. Robinson able to hold back the swing. And he pulls the even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders still in search of their first hit. It's been 6 hits today for Amarillo. They lead it 1-0 here in the top of the fourth. Steven peers in. He's got his son. The 2-2. Missed up and in. Fastball at 91 miles an hour. Robinson works the count to full. Steven readies. And he picks over to first. Warmoth back in safely on a dive. No tag to be applied by Ortiz as the throw pulled him off the bag just a bit. Warmoth takes his lead and picks over again. That time the throw on the money, but not in time. And they're going to issue a balk to Steven. So Warmoth trot down to second base. And the double play no longer in order.
It's the first balk of the season for Steven, only the third of his career. Kind of a rare one.
It was a quick move. Didn't exactly see what he did wrong. Maybe thought he kind of rolled in. The payoff pitch, 3-2, is slapped in the air to shallow left field. Zavala on coming, and he reaches up and makes the play. It was a long run for him out there in left field. He was able to chase it down, make it look rather routine.
Kind of a tough ball for him to read, too. It's a soft swing, but off the end of the bat for Robinson. So that ball luckily hung up in the air a while for him, able to get under it after initially freezing on that fly ball. So good play by Zavala.
That it was. Off the bat, it almost looked like a play where Zavala was going to end up having to dive or slide to make the play. But it hung up there long enough for him to run under it. Top of the card, and Giancarlo Cintron, and he watches the first pitch for ball one.
At closing speed for Z.
There you go. Cintron came down right after the Rough Riders' trip to Amarillo. The pitch runs outside. Back on May 21st, Cintron was sent to AA Amarillo, where he resides right now, from AAA Reno. Playing in his 147th game for the Sod Poodles. Right-hander ready. This one slapped in the air. Right side. Long run for Hatcher. He convenes with the second baseman, Chavez. But it's Hatcher who reaches up and makes the play. No runs on one hit. No errors and one stranded. As Logan Warmoth picked up a single. But just 4 batters come to the plate against Josh Steven in a scoreless top of the fourth. We head to the home half of the fourth inning. Riders trailing the Sod Poodles 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. As the Rough Riders speed through the 2024 Texas League schedule, we're getting ready to head to the racetrack on Friday, June 14th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR night with the Texas Motor Speedway. Enjoy plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game and make sure to lift in the corners. Get your tickets for June 14th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning from Riders Field in beautiful Frisco, Texas. Dylan File back out there. Second time through for the Rough Riders. It's Kellen Strom at the top of the car. You go back to Strom's last at-bat. He saw a 3-2 pitch, fouled one off, and then struck out looking. Goes after the first pitch here, but taps it foul on the left side. So often, especially as a leadoff hitter, when you start off the game seeing so many pitches, not only pays dividends for you as a hitter, as he shoots this one the other way, he's behind 0-2 on the foul ball. But it also pays dividends for your team as you're able to get to the bullpen a bit sooner. You're also able to go back to the dugout and tell the guys, this is what I saw over these seven pitches. He laces this one into center field, but it hangs up for A.J. Vukovic. The line out to center for Kellen Strom, and he's 0-2. That brings up Liam Hicks with one gone here. Riders still in search of their first base runner. It's been 10 up, 10 down for the right-hander Dylan File. Zach mentioned earlier, Hicksy has been on a tear. Had a deep fly out to center his last time up, and he watches the first pitch down and in for ball one. A fastball from the right-hander. Hicks batting from the left side. Hitting right around 270 across 11 games. It's Amarillo this year as the pitch misses outside this time. 2-0 advantage for Hicks. Right-hander kicks and delivers. This one tapped softly right side, but in foul territory. Two balls in a strike. Over his last 23 games, Hicksy hitting over 360. Now 28 for 75 over that stretch, including seven extra base hits, two of those home runs, the rest doubles. The 2-1 on its way, swing and a miss. File able to fool him. Went to the breaking ball and got Hicks to chase. 2-2. The pitch taken downstairs. Another full count. Well, Dylan File has been excellent. 10 up, 10 down. But over the last inning or so, the Rough Riders have made him work just a little bit. Pitch count for him still in pretty good shape as his next offering will be number 57 on the day. Hicks points that bat down his shoulder. The pitch popped up left side. Tail into the seats. A souvenir for a fan here. Actually worked its way into the Rough Riders bullpen. So I'm sure they will flip into the seats. Look, they're hyping everybody up. If you're watching on MILB TV, those guys like to have some fun in the pen. Another 3-2 to Hicksy. Take it upstairs. Ball four. The Rough Riders have their first base runner. It's Liam Hicks, who works a one-out walk here in the bottom of the fourth. An impressive at-bat from the Rough Riders DH today. Aaron Zavala digs in. He flew out to center his last time up. That ended the first inning. Been a bit of a tough stretch for Aaron Zavala. Bounce from the left side. The pitch. Just missed. Inner edge on the left-handed hitter. 1-0. But sometimes a change in scenery, you know, a two-week road trip, you come back home, sometimes that gets things to click again. The pitch. Called a strike. Fastball caught the lower third of the strike zone. Evens things at 1-1. There's a reason that Aaron Zavala is the Rangers' number 21-ranked prospect. You go back a couple of seasons and you look at the production for him. His file looks to first. Hicks not fooled. Back in standing up. He was spectacular over that 2022 season, but last year dealt with a little bit of an injury. Never quite found his swing. It's been up and down for him this year. Swings and misses. He's behind 1-2. Couldn't catch up to the fastball. But he's been decent against Amarillo this year, playing in his 13th game, hitting just a touch above 250, but he waves and misses. He's down on strikes. Fourth strikeout for Dylan File, who's picked up exactly one in each frame to this point. One in the first, one in the second, one in the third, and now one in the fourth. Cody Freeman grounded out to shortstop his last time up. Another one of those guys in the Rough Riders lineup that has been in a bit of a slump as of late, but a guy that can surely hit the ball. The pitch. Taken, called a strike. Fastball just clipped the inner edge on the right-handed hitting third baseman. Cody Freeman has been so, so good against this Amarillo pitching staff. Playing in his 13th game of the year against them, he's notched 18 hits in 47 trips. Check swing, and he fouls it off to the right side. Got an 18 for 47 number. Puts him at a .382 average on the year. He's also hit six doubles, which leads the team. His four home runs are tied against Amarillo with the guy on deck and Josh Hatcher. Freeman asked for time, and he stepped out. He was granted it. And they'll call a pitch clock violation on Dylan File. That'll make it 1-2. Freeman's been so good this year, hitting with two strikes, putting the ball in play. The 1-2, taken upstairs. He pulls even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. File having to labor a bit here in this frame. Allowed his first base runner, Liam Hicks, on a walk. He stands at first base at the moment. A lot of high pitch counts as Freeman goes after this one. Skies it high on the left side. But it works its way out of play into the seats. And the count remains 2-2. Freeman has 11 RBIs playing in his 13th game against Amarillo on the year. The pitch. Swing and a bouncer up the middle. It sneaks past the shortstop, Cintron. Hicks trying to go first to third, and there's no throw to be made. A two-out base knock for Cody Freeman, and the Riders have runners at the corners with two gone against File, their first real threat. And here comes Josh Hatcher. Hatcher's been the RBI king for the Rough Riders, including on that 9-game winning streak. He paced the Rough Riders offense with 6 RBIs over that span. He struck out his first time up against File. The first offering to him, slapped in the air left side, tailing towards foul ground. Graham runs to the wall, and it finds its way into the Riders' bullpen. 0-1. Hatcher, a really aggressive hitter. Talking with him earlier in the season, said, "I don't like to walk. I like to attack pitches." That's what he did there. Behind 0-1. The pitch. He does take there. Misses downstairs with a fastball. 1-1. Hatcher hovering right around .300 on the year against Amarillo. Playing in his 11th game as he takes, blocked by DeRozio. A keeps the runners at their bases. Pixie over at third. Cody Freeman at first. Riders trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. This is an inning in which the Riders get their first base runner via a walk. That's Liam Hicks. He stands at third. And their first hit just two batters later by Cody Freeman. The 2-1. Swinging a tapper in front of the plate and a foul ball caught his front foot. Second time we've seen Hatcher do that today. Two's wild here at Riders Field. Two balls, two strikes, two gone. And the Riders have two aboard. DeRozio relaying the first and third play to his infield. He's back behind the plate. File working out of the stretch. 2-2 to Hatcher. Taken, just missed inside. Didn't miss by much. A fastball at 94. File thought he had strike three. So another full count. It's been the theme of the inning for Dylan File. The pitch to lefty. Swing, and he just caught a piece of it. Fouled it off. Hatcher stays alive. Riders trailing 1-0, but have runners at the corners with two gone. Payoff pitch. Freeman runs. Swing and a rip down the line. Base hit for Josh Hatcher. Hicks is in to score. Freeman being waved around third. Ball picked up by Robinson. Freeman will score standing up. Here comes Hatcher to third. The throw not in time. A two-run triple for Josh Hatcher, and the Riders are on top 2-1. What a swing by Josh Hatcher. A 3-2 fastball over the heart of the plate. And he ripped it down the right field line. It rolled all the way to the wall and cleared the base paths. Riders on top, 2-1. 107 off the bat for the left-handed hitter. How about that from Josh Hatcher? One swing of the bat, and the Riders go from down one to up two. And they still have a runner in scoring position. We'll get a mound visit here. The Rough Riders have figured something out the second time through against Dylan File. He faced the minimum through the first three innings, didn't allow a base runner. He was perfect. He got Kellen Strom to line out to center at the top of the card here in the fourth. And then it's gone walk, strikeout, base hit, two-run triple. Cabo Rodriguez will dig in after this mound visit concludes. Entire Amarillo infield out there on the hill. Cabo Rodriguez at the plate. Abimelech Ortiz on deck. Cabo Rodriguez is one of those guys that has swung the bat really well against this Amarillo staff. Playing in his sixth game against them. Now hitting an even 500 after a ground out his first time up. 10 for 20. That 10 for 20 consists of three doubles, a triple, and a homer. What a week it was for Cabo Rodriguez the last time these two teams played. In over 500, the pitch. Swinging a tapper left side, but foul. Rodriguez went after the first pitch. Chased a breaking ball downstairs, but got the bat on it. Riders leading 2-1. Courtesy of the two-run triple by Josh Hatcher. He stands at third, still with two gone. Right-hander readies the pitch. Swinging a foul ball, just missed it. Back to the screen. Worked its way back our way. Caber, over his last 19 games, has raised his average from 087 all the way to 283. But he swings and misses. He's down on strikes. That ends the frame, but the Riders strike for two runs on the two-run triple by Josh Hatcher. Two runs on two hits, no errors, and one stranded. We head to the top of the fifth inning. Riders leading 2-1. When we return on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will rejoin us for the play-by-play.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Father's Day is quickly approaching, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great dads in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, June 16th, come out to the ballpark for some great Father's Day activities as the Riders take on the Amarillo Sock Poodles for a 6:05 first pitch. The Rough Riders will play as the Dallas Black Giants, the moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team in Dallas. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com and reserve your spot to participate in a pregame catch on the field. Let's ride.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We welcome you back to the booth here at Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. As the Rough Riders, a big two-run triple from Josh Hatcher.
Huge, and he's been the guy all year in the clutch. Josh Hatcher's been the RBI man, and he did it again.
And Josh Steven going back to work now against Kevin Graham. First pitch is fouled away. It's 0-1, and the Rough Riders finally getting to Dylan File after he had retired the first 10 he'd seen. The pitch home to Graham. That's low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. And the Rough Riders getting some offense and taking the lead. Here's the wind back, and Steven offers in the 1-1. And that's down low and inside. It's two balls and one strike. And two runs on just two hits. Does that sound familiar? This is the same situation the Riders had on Sunday in Corpus Christi. 2-1. Graham takes up and away. It's 3-1 when the Rough Riders won 2-1. On just two hits, and they were out-hit 7-2. They're being out-hit 6-2 here in this one. Steven has worked out of a lot of trouble. 3-1. And he pours that one over with a slider for a strike. It's 3-2. He's currently working on 76 pitches, so there's no action currently out of the Rough Riders bullpen, but probably will be soon. And the offering cut on and missed. Kevin Graham down on strikes. Fifth strikeout for Josh Steven. And there's one away here in the fifth inning. Tim Tawa bats now. Steven has surrendered at least one base runner in every inning so far. Steven going with the elevated slider there on the outside corner for the K. There's Tim Tawa. First pitch. Up and in. One ball and no strikes. Tawa has the only run today for the Sod Poodles. A solo homer into left back in the third. Steven has his sign. He rocks into his 1-0. Fouled away to the right side, and it's one ball and one strike. This was the problem inning for Steven when he last took the mound down in Corpus Christi, allowing six runs in the fifth inning. Here's the windback in the 1-1. Swinging a grounder up the middle. Chavez dives. He flips to Rodriguez, and the throw's not in time. Oh, that would have been a spectacular play. Chavez, a diving stop, flip to Caber Rodriguez, the shortstop, who spun, and his throw was just late, so Tawa beats it out for an infield single.
That's tremendous awareness by Brandon Chavez. Not only makes a spectacular stop, but then just to flip it onto Rodriguez. That's just two guys that have played enough baseball together. They've got that chemistry. Rodriguez knew, that's what I'm expecting. Chavi did it, just not quite in time.
Just late. Maybe if it was a catcher runner, not Tim Tawa. First pitch to Matt Beatty now is up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Beatty 1-for-2 today, singled into center back in the first and popped out in the third. Former major leaguer, glasses on as he's done his whole career. Slightly open stance. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch from Steven. pop foul back behind home. It's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders have been fantastic defensively all season, but they've sputtered a little bit late. They committed 12 errors across the 13 games on that road trip, a few of them pretty costly. Here's the stretch in the 1-1 to Beatty. Swinging a bounder back up the middle. Rodriguez has got it. Steps in the bag for one. Throws to first. Double play. Six unassisted, three. And just like that, Josh Steven out of the fifth inning for the first time today. He doesn't strand a base runner. No runs a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Bottom five next. Riders leading 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the bottom of the fifth inning with the Rough Riders leading 2-1. Bimelec Ortiz starts it in the first pitch. It's up and away, one ball and no strikes. Dylan File back out onto the mound after allowing a couple runs in the fourth. Rough Riders getting to him for the first time today. 1-0. That misses outside. It's two balls and no strikes. A very lengthy fourth inning for Dylan File. The Rough Riders got their first base runner when Liam Hicks walked the pitch. It's fouled back, and it's two balls and one strike now on Ortiz. Freeman then singled up the middle for the first Rough Riders hit with two outs, and then Josh Hatcher hammered a ball down the right field line for a two-run triple. 2-1. Ortiz sends it high in the air. Man, a skyscraping, rain-making pop-up in the middle of the infield. It's the shortstop Cintron to the right of the second base bag who pulls it in, one away. That thing was hit almost higher than the press box here as we're four stories up. Freynier Chavez, the batter. Struck out back in the third in his first trip to the plate. Two-run, 2-1 Rough Riders advantage. First pitch, up and away, one ball and no strikes. Chavi, left-handed batter. File winds back and offers in. Swinging a grounder, foul back behind home, and it's 1-1. Chavez has done most of his damage from this left side of the plate as a switch hitter. About a 40-point batting average difference. File the 1-1. Swinging a fly ball out to left field with a bit of carry. Graham back, and with his back to the warning track, he makes the catch. A pair of outs in the air for Dylan File in this fifth inning, and that brings Cooper Johnson to the dish. 2-1 lead for the Riders. Well-located fastball in the outer corner, and Chavez just not enough juice to get it out to the opposite field. In addition to no wind today, it's a very humid day here at the ballpark. 80 degrees, the feels like of 83. Pitch to Cooper Johnson. Misses high, 1-0. A far cry from what we had down in Corpus Christi, where it was certainly humid, but quite a bit hotter. It'll warm up as the week goes along here. 1-0. Fouled away. Right back behind home. It's one ball and one strike. It was a feels like of over 100 degrees almost every single game down in Corpus. Very, very sweaty series. A lot of the guys happy to be back here in Frisco. One ball and one strike. The offering. Swinging a foul back into DeRozio's glove off the outside edge. And it's one ball and two strikes on Johnson, who grounded out to third back in the third inning. Play on the home half of the fifth. The offering home. That's up and in. Two balls, two strikes. There is action in the Rough Riders bullpen. Andy Rodriguez is starting to get loose. 2-2. Breaking ball popped up right side of the infield. The first baseman, Tawa, right at the line. He tiptoes into foul ground and makes the catch. Side retired in 1-2-3 fashion in the fifth. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. The Rough Riders carry a 2-1 advantage to the top of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Andy Rodriguez takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders as we go to the sixth inning. Josh Steven is done in his start. Really good job of working out of trouble multiple times today by the Rough Riders right-hander. Steven finishes with a final line of five innings, allowing just one run on seven hits. He struck out five and walked one. So it ends up being a really nice day in terms of the final line for Josh Steven. And the Rough Riders dip into their bullpen. A bullpen that has been phenomenal this season. Rodriguez working from the first base side of the rubber. First pitch. Swinging a roller foul up the third base line. Oh, just barely. Looked initially like it was going to be well foul, and then just kind of hugging the jock down the line, and Freeman picked it up in foul ground. 0-1 on Vukovic, who's 1-for-2 today. Rodriguez this season, a 2.63 earned run average. Pitching in his 17th game for the Riders. Opponents hitting just 181 against him. In 27 and a third innings, he's whiffed 29 to 11 walks. Part of a Rough Riders bullpen that's the second best in ERA in the Texas League. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Whipped it right by him, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders as a bullpen have a 3.17 ERA. 0-2. Swinging a fly ball out to left center field. Kellen Strom back a few strides. He into a back pedal, and he makes the catch. Ivan Melendez the batter now. 2-1 Rough Riders. Top of the sixth inning. Melendez singled back in the second. He's 1-for-2. This Rough Riders bullpen has just been phenomenal and has been asked to do a lot at some points. The Riders starters have been really good too. Here's the wind of the pitch. Swinging a line drive past second and into right center. It's a base hit for Melendez going the opposite way. And he continues to torment Rough Riders pitching. Came hitting in came in hitting over 300 against the Rough Riders. He's 2-for-3 today. And here's J.J. D'Orazio now. D'Orazio 0-for-2. Rough Riders a 2-1 lead as we play in the top of the sixth inning. Rodriguez stretches. And he pitches home. Breaking ball, flied out to right. Hatcher back a couple steps. He's under it. And he paws it out of the sky, two away. Melendez remains at first, and Logan Warmuth stands in. Three batters, just five pitches for Rodriguez, all of them strikes. Warmuth 1-for-2. You think back to two Saturdays ago when the Rough Riders were in San Antonio. Dane Acker, who's had a great season for the Riders, had his worst start, pitching just two-thirds of an inning. The offering. Strike in the lower edge outside corner. 0-1. He threw 36 pitches in that first inning and had to be removed. And so you think the Rough Riders at the time riding an 8-game winning streak. The 0-1. Runner takes off. Swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. And Johnson couldn't pick it on a backhand. A stolen base for Ivan Melendez. His third of the season in three attempts. It's 0-2 on Warman. You think the Rough Riders are in trouble at that point. They were already down 2-0 after the first inning. Well, Stephen Jennings comes in, throws 3 1/3, scoreless, allowing just one hit out of the bullpen. Stretch, Rodriguez offers home. There's a fly ball off the end of the bat to shallow left field. Aaron Zavala under it, and the left fielder reaches sky high, a two-handed squeeze above his ball cap to retire the side in the sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on for Amarillo. It's still 2-1 Rough Riders as we go to the last of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We thank you for spending your Tuesday afternoon with us. We started at just shy of the morning at 12:05, and here we are at about 1:30. We're into the sixth inning. Rough Riders a 2-1 advantage. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Here's the wind back in the first pitch to Kellen Strom from Dylan File. It's outside, and it's 1-0. Strom 0-for-2 today. Love some early afternoon slash morning baseball. It's the last one of these three games for the Rough Riders on the season. File winds in the 1-0. And that's on the outside corner, a strike. It's 1-1. Always get up a little bit early, get your bagel and cream cheese, gets a Mazagran. The pitch is a bunt down the third baseline and beautiful. Melendez has no chance. The third baseman picks it up and doesn't even offer a throw over to first. It's an infield single for Kellen Strom on the bunt. That brings Liam Hicks to the plate. Just a beautiful textbook bunt. Late show from Kellen Strom right down the third baseline. Hicks 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored today. First pitch is down and in, 1-0. Rough Riders will get back-to-back nights off at home with yesterday and then tonight. Here's the 1-0. Down and in, 2-0. Kind of like that coming off a two-week road trip. I'm sure a lot of the coaching staff and players are very grateful as well. And a lot of their significant others very grateful as well to spend that time with them. 2-0. Swinging a line drive, looped over second into right field. It's a hit. Hicks just got enough of it, sending it right over the top of a leaping Logan Warmoth. Strom up to second base, and the Rough Riders are in business with back-to-back singles to start the sixth inning. Aaron Zavala now, but he's not going to be facing Dylan Fyle. Tim Bogar out of the dugout, and he'll motion down to the bullpen. We'll see a pitching change. Amarillo dipping into their pen. Riders leading 2-1 here in the sixth with nobody out and two aboard. We'll step aside for this in the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Runners at first and second for the Rough Riders as we play in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Will Mabry is the new pitcher for the Sod Poodles. Dylan Fyle done after his five innings. Hoping just to allow the two runs. First pitch from the lefty is skied out to shallow right field. Robinson coming in on it just slightly. Runner tags, he's there to make the catch, and Strom holds at second base. First pitch fly out to right field for Zavala, one away, and Cody Freeman bats. 2-1 Rough Riders. Freeman a single his last time up in the fourth inning. 1-for-2 today.
Will Mabry, Zach, is a guy that the Rough Riders are very familiar with. They've seen him now. This is the seventh time on the year he's coming against the Rough Riders. He's given up one unearned run across 5 1/3 innings pitched.
He's been good overall with his season numbers as well, a 2-2-1 ERA. Left-hander against Freeman. First pitch. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Perfectly placed curveball on the outer edge. Freeman trying to knock in Kellen Strom. Rough Riders have been good with runners in scoring position this season. Stretching the pitch. Outside corner, a strike. It's 0-2. Back-to-back pitches on the outer edge, just perfectly placed. Freeman this season has faced Mabry twice. He's 0-for-1 with a walk and a, or excuse me, 0-for-2 with a walk and a strikeout. 0-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball out to left center field. Vukovic back on it. He's just in front of the warning track, makes the catch. Strom tags. He's moving to third. Both runners tag and move up. The throw goes into the middle of the infield. And so it's an out for Cody Freeman, but a productive one as both runners tag.
And Josh Hatcher comes up with two aboard, and Hatcher has both RBIs for the Rough Riders today.
And that was the right approach for Liam Hicks over at first base. He was watching to see what Strom would do, where the throw would go. And mentally, you're thinking in that scenario, make the ball stop me. And when he saw that throw wasn't headed toward second base and there wasn't a cutoff man, he just kept going into second base. Now it's a really big opportunity for Josh Hatcher for the second time.
And a mound visit for D'Orazio, and this is a matchup that Mabry has won this year. Hatcher is 0-3 against Mabry with two strikeouts on the season. Not only that, but he's been slightly worse against left-handed pitchers this season, but he has done more damage against lefties in a smaller sample size. 871 OPS against left-handed pitching, 748 against right-handed pitching. He says he likes to look towards the middle of the field against left-handers. First pitch, low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Runners at second and third. Two down. We play in the bottom of the sixth inning with the Rough Riders a slim 2-1 advantage in the opener of this six-game series. Here's the stretch from Mabry. 1-0. Swinging a line drive out to shallow left field. Graham coming on. Base hit. Strom scores. Hicks around third. The throw not in time. Hatcher up to second base. He's got himself a two-run single. 4-1 Rough Riders. Hatcher has been Mr. Clutch today. All four RBIs for the Rough Riders. And picking up right where they've left off at home all season long. Oh, man. What a clutch base hit. On a 1-0 pitch, shot it off the end of the bat out to left field. And just sunk in front of Graham for the hit. Hicks, because there were two outs, was able to go on contact. Otherwise, he might not have been able to score because he would have had to hold up to see if Graham was going to make that catch. But Hatcher, great base running as well, moving up to second base. He's now in scoring position for Cable Rodriguez. And another opportunity for the Rough Riders to add on. Tom Gorzolani, the pitching coach, made a quick mound visit. He's back to the dugout. Rodriguez 0-2. 4-1 Rough Riders, bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch, up and away, one ball and no strikes. Big time hit for Josh Hatcher. He continues to deliver with runners in scoring position. Hitting .322 coming into today with runners in scoring position. 1-0. That one's popped up. Shallow center field. Vukovic jogging in. And he's under it to grab it. Side retired, but the damage done. Rough Riders with two more runs on a two-run single for Hatcher. He's driven on all four today. Two runs on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the seventh. It's 4-1 Riders. Luke Maley on the play-by-play next, and we'll have some trivia for you when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field, Luke Maley alongside Zach Bigley, and it's Andy Rodriguez back out there on the hill trying to keep his scoreless name against the Amarillo Sun Poodles. This is his fourth appearance against them. He's now gone six scoreless one-hit innings against the Sun Poodles, and it being the top of the seventh, we'll go ahead and hop into some trivia for you. If it's the first time you're joining us, we really like to tie our trivia into this day in baseball history. So today is June 11th, back in 2013 on this day. As Rodriguez delivers the first pitch, it's a bunt by Robinson. He collects and fires a strike to Ortiz, one quick out on a bunt attempt by Christian Robinson. But back on this date in 2013, Garrett Cole made his major league debut. And Zach Cole recently became the third fastest pitcher to 2,000 career strikeouts in terms of number of games.
Okay.
So my question for you is, can you name the two pitchers who reached 2,000 career strikeouts faster than Garrett Cole? First offering from Andy Rodriguez to Cintron is in there, called a strike, 0-1.
So my initial thought is that it would be current player.
Right-hander kicks and fires, and it misses downstairs, 1-1. You would be correct in one of those two.
Okay.
You have a current, and you have a retired player.
Okay, my guess in the retired player is Randy Johnson.
It is Randy Johnson at one, 262 games. This one chopped up the middle. Camber Rodriguez has it at shortstop, throws across his body in time. Two quick outs for Andy Rodriguez.
And the other one could be a number of players. I'm going to guess Jacob DeGrom.
It is not DeGrom.
Okay.
And here comes, looks like Kavika Emsley-Pye coming out. That may be it for Andy Rodriguez, and it appears to be, as slaps hands with some of the infielders. They like what they saw out of the right-hander, but he gives way to a new arm. We'll introduce you to that new arm when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field, the new arm is a left-hander in Tristan Pauly. Pauly 3-1 with a 3.38 ERA across a couple of levels this year, has pitched at the AAA level. Left-hander gets a fellow lefty in Kevin Graham. That's likely the reason they went to the pen in the first place. First pitch called a strike on Kevin Graham. This is Pauly's second appearance against Amarillo this year. The first one went two innings, and they were both scoreless frames. 0-1 to the left fielder. Pauly kicks and delivers. Called a strike, another breaking ball. So we're looking for our trivia today. The two pitchers to reach 2,000 career strikeouts faster than Garrett Cole, who made his debut back in 2013 on this date, June 11th. Zach is gotten Randy Johnson at the top. Swing and a miss. And we will continue our trivia after this. A 1-2-3 inning for the Rough Riders staff. Andy Rodriguez got the first two. It was Tristan Polly who struck out Kevin Graham for the 1-2-3 frame. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Riders leading 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Abimelech Ortiz getting things going with the Riders leading 4-1. He checked his swing, able to hold it up. Ball one, pitch that missed inside from the left-hander Mabry. We continue our trivia, Zach. We've got one of the two pitchers to reach 2,000 career strikeouts as Ortiz takes a called strike, 1-1. Faster than Garrett Cole. We've got Randy Johnson, who is the quickest in Major League history in terms of games to do it. Pitch. Check swing by Ortiz, and he went around 1-2.
So my initial thought was Justin Verlander, but he was not much of a strikeout pitcher in the very beginning of his career, so I'm going to go Max Scherzer.
It is not Max Scherzer.
Okay.
He's close.
And it's not Justin Verlander, right?
It is not Verlander, okay. No. Lefty kicks and fires. The 1-2 is fouled off towards the camera well down the third base line.
Is it Clayton Kershaw?
It is Clayton Kershaw. So Randy Johnson did it in 262 games. Clayton Kershaw, 277. And Garrett Cole was a game late doing it in 278, one more than Clayton Kershaw. So Ortiz fouls this one back out of play. He's in a battle with the left-hander Mabry. It's interesting because when you look at this trivia question we were debating yesterday on going by games or going by innings, and Garrett Cole finishes third in both of those as Ortiz takes outside. But it's two different players ahead of him when you go by innings pitched. It then becomes Chris Sale and Pedro Martinez.
Interesting.
So interesting that he's third in both categories, but the top three are different other than him. Swinging a chopper right side. Second baseman Warmoth has it. He flips on to first in time. Ortiz is the first out of this bottom of the seventh.
Makes you think of that wonderful video that has circulated around the Twitterverse back in 2008 when Greg Maddux and Randy Johnson were at the end of their careers. There was a game where they were supposed to pitch against each other Dodger Stadium. And they ended up both getting scratched. And so fans had to watch the lowly pitchers of Clayton Kershaw and Max Scherzer throw against each other.
And one of them didn't have a win, I think, and the other had like three or four.
Exactly.
It's insane. First offering to Chavi, and he ropes it to right field, but Robinson is there. Reaches skyward. One pitch, one out to retire Franmer Chavez.
It's a, oh, you can't watch these two Hall of Famers, so watch these two Hall of Famers.
These two future Hall of Famers. Little did they know, but What a matchup both of those are.
Just
all-time matchups right there.
It's so funny, you know, looking back on those kind of things, hindsight is 20/20, but you wonder what are the matchups that we even see here at the AA level, where looking back we're going to be like, wow, that was an incredible matchup. Makes you think of Sunday's game with Jake Bloss and Emiliano Teodo, who have both been fantastic and are both big-time prospects.
No doubt about it. Teodo's the name that comes to mind for me. Johnson steps in. He watches the first offering downstairs. 1-0. Johnson 0-2 today. Fouled out his last time up. Also grounded out to third back in the third inning. The 1-0 to him. Taken and just misses down again. 2-0 advantage for the Rough Riders catcher, who has been swinging a hot stick over the last month. Wiggles the bat, awaits the 2-0, and it misses upstairs this time. Johnson in the driver's seat, 3 balls and no strikes. Rough Riders leading 4-1, all of those runs driven in by Josh Hatcher in his last two trips to the dish. 3-0 to Johnson, runs inside, it's ball four. The Riders have a two-out base runner here in the bottom of the seventh. Looking to add some cushion for the late innings, leading 4-1 at the moment. And it's the top of the order. And Kellen Strom. Will Mabry came on and first faced Aaron Zavala. Two batters away. So the first time Strom sees him today. Lefty comes set, the first offering. Strom takes, called a strike. Just clipped the bottom of the zone. Strom reached on a bunt single in the sixth and came around to score on that RBI base hit by Josh Hatcher. His second two-run hit of the day, the pitch. Swing, and this one tapped up the middle, soft, and that takes Warmoth right to the bag. Didn't need the throw to first base, but he made it anyway. Fielder's choice ends the frame. It goes 4 unassisted to the bag. The Riders get no runs on no hits, no errors. They leave 1 stranded in the 7th. We head to the top of the 8th inning. Riders leading 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Hey,
hit records on my demo. 7 innings behind us, and Tristan Polley is back out there for the top of the eighth. Picked up a strikeout, and the only batter he's faced to this point. His first offering to Tim Tawa runs a bit downstairs. 1-0 in favor of the Amarillo first baseman. Tawa provided the lone run of this game to this point for Amarillo. Came on a solo homer against Josh Steven in the third. He rips this one down the left field line, but twisting into the seats. 1-1. That marked Tawa's 11th homer of the year, his 4th against the Rough Riders, playing in his 12th game. He struck out his first time up, mentioned that solo homer in the third, and then most recently picked up a single in the fifth. Left-hander kicks and fires. The 1-1 is laced back up the middle. It's a three-hit day for Tim Tawa. He's aboard with a leadoff base hit against Tristan Polley. Polley came on to pick up the final out of the seventh inning. Stays on for the eighth. Andy Rodriguez, who came on for Josh Steven, went an inning and two-thirds, surrendering just one hit. That was it on his stat line. Didn't walk anybody, didn't pick up any strikeouts, didn't give up any runs. Here's the major league vet, Matt Beatty, who digs in from the left side. Lefty on lefty. Beatty squares to bunt, and he pulls back on a pitch inside. Ball one. Runner aboard. Tim Tawa after the leadoff base hit. Still nobody out. This one smacked high in the air. Going to work its way into the seats. Matt Beatty was a four-sport athlete at Dresden High School in Tennessee. Obviously played baseball, played football and basketball, but also a golfer. One of the more famous alums from Dresden High School. There's been some politicians, the pitch, and he hit him. Holly lost control and hit Beatty. And it's first and second with nobody out. He'll trot down to first base. You look at Dresden High School in Tennessee.
Oh, he caught that ball. Sorry, Luke. He caught it.
That's
in between,
what I was wondering.
In between his elbow and his side.
I saw him toss it, but never. I didn't quite get what that was. And then you see if you're watching on MILB TV, it just kind of poked out from under his elbow, picked it up, and flipped it on. That's wild. That wasn't just a breaking ball or a changeup. It was a 92-mile-an-hour fastball.
Sure, it didn't feel very good.
No, no. Sure, it did not. But he's aboard, and now the tying run digs in. Cooper Johnson wanted to talk something over with the left-hander on the hill. I was mentioning Dresden High School. Matt Beatty, the lone player to make the big leagues out of that school. A pitch. Runs outside, A.J. Vukovic. Well, there's been some politicians, and maybe the other name that rivals Matt Beatty for the most popular name out of there is a pretty cool one. Popeye Jones had a long NBA career. Also known a little bit in this area. The left-hander comes set and delivers a called strike, evens things at 1-1. Popeye Jones had his best season with the Dallas Mavericks in 1995. He's now an NBA champion on the coaching side as he serves as an assistant coach for the Denver Nuggets. Vukovic awaits the 1-1. Missed up and away. Pauly falls behind 2-1.
You think he loves spinach?
You would have to at that point. Your name is Popeye.
Maybe he has big forearms?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes on that. Vukovic is 1-for-3 today. Flew out his last time up. He's also struck out today. He waves and misses. He evens things at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders leading 4-1 despite being out hit 9-5 today by Amarillo. Here in the late innings. Still nobody out. 2 aboard the base paths. Vukovic represents the tying run. The 2-2 swing and a miss. Pauly got him. And Tristan Pauly has now faced 4 batters. He's retired 2, and both of them have been with swings and misses.
You mentioned the Rough Riders being out hit. They've been out hit now 16-7 over the last 2 games, but they won their last game and they're winning this one. And that's going to be it for Tristan.
Wild stuff, but Tristan Pauly will exit the game. It appears to be Tyler Owens coming on for the Rough Riders. It's been a while since we've seen Tyler Owens here at Riders Field. We'll introduce you to him when we come back. Riders leading 4-1, but the Sod Poodles threatening here in the top of the 8th.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It is Tyler Owens who comes on in relief of Tristan Pauly. Pauly got a pair of outs, both of them via the strikeout. But there are two aboard that Tyler Owens inherits. Owens had himself a stint on the IL. Since returning, he's got himself a new pitch mix. So he faces off against Melendez. He goes to second base with a spin move. Tim Tawa, not fooled, back in on a dive. Tyler Owens, during his stint on the IL, developed a splitter. They got rid of his sweeper, so now it's a fastball cutter splitter mix as Melendez fouls it back to the screen. 0-1. And in talking with Tyler Owens, he was excited before that road trip to be able to debut that pitch. He said, it's been filthy, like, he was showing me the overlays of it all, and it looked like a really good pitch, but he's still getting used to pitching with this new mix, as on the road trip, allowed some base runners. He only gave up one earned run, but allowed a lot of base runners as he misses just a bit downstairs, the fastball at 97. It's just been the one earned run allowed. He's given up two total runs since coming off the injured list. First appearance was May 29th against San Antonio. Made two appearances in that series as Melendez fouls this one back to the screen. And then made two appearances at Corpus Christi.
And those two appearances at Corpus, his fastball velocity was way down. It was 92 to 94. So good to see that velocity coming back up here, 98. And a good cutter there on the inside corner.
Owens comes set. The 1-2. Melendez, swing and a foul ball back to the screen. Heater at 97, right at the top of the zone. That's exactly where you want to put that pitch if you're Tyler Owens. Elevate the fastball, miss higher from there. Melendez just able to catch a piece of it and stay alive. Righty kicks and fires, and he misses outside, 2-2. Owens visibly frustrated with himself on that pitch. Whipped his head around in frustration. The pitch ran inside this time, and so Melendez has worked the count to full. Right-hander peers in, angles his right arm, and gets his sign. At risk of walking, the bases loaded. The 3-2. Swinging a line drive into deep center field. Strom going back. He's camped behind it. He reaches skyward to make the play. And Tim Towle will stay put at second base. He was late getting back to the bag. Strom got it in quick. And there's two gone. No harm done on the hard hit ball by Ivan Melendez. 98 off the bat. But it's nothing more than an F8.
And if Tawa were to do that again, he probably would want to tag up on that. He froze, then started to run towards third, and then saw that Strom was curling under it, ran back to the bag. But when Strom caught it, he was still about a step away. So nice job to put on the brakes, but probably would like to be a third right now.
No doubt about it. Here's J.J. D'Orazio with two gone and two aboard. First offering, swing and a miss. Zach, I'm going to shout out another Zach, and Zach Goodman, he just shot me a text. Zach is one of the broadcasters for Amarillo. He texted me regarding the Popeye Jones reference. Popeye Jones has two sons. They're both in the NHL. Ground ball to Caber Rodriguez. It's short. He collects and delivers to first in time. And the Rough Riders work around a leadoff base hit and a hit by pitch. Tyler Owens gets the final 2 outs of the frame. No harm done. No runs on one hit. No errors and two stranded in the top of the eighth. We head to the home half of the eighth inning. Riders clinging to a 4-1 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
You just heard from Liam Hicks, and here he is at the dish, leading off the bottom of the eighth. Riders leading it 4-1 over Amarillo. They've been out hit 9-5, but the first pitch from New Arm just misses a bit inside of the left-handed hitter. A lefty-on-lefty matchup. Emiline Montilla comes in. Tall left-hander. The 1-0 to Hicksy is hit hard, a broken bat, but it'll drop in. A base hit to right, and Liam Hicks has himself a multi-hit game. Splintered the bat, but Hicks will make that trade. Lead-off base hit here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Hicks has reached 3 times today now. A walk. He scored his last time reaching base. Picked up a single and scored on the Hatcher two-run single. Here's Aaron Zavala, who's in search of his first hit today. Shoots it the other way, but well out of play. What a tear it's been for Liam Hicks. Over his last 23 games before today, he was hitting .364, and that number just continues to shoot skyward. Zavala behind, 0-1. Montilla's offering is called a strike. 0-2. Zavala's flown out a pair of times today. Sandwich between those flyouts was a strikeout against Dylan File. Lefty wiggles the bat, the pitch in on the hands, and it squirts past the catcher, D'Orazio. Free 90 feet for Liam Hicks. He's up to second base. Aaron Zavala will get a chance with runners in scoring position, and Zach touched on it earlier, but the Rough Riders overall on the year have been really good with runners in scoring position, hitting right around .275, which is good for second in the Texas League, but over their last 22 games, they've gone 14-8 as the pitch is delivered. This is a bit up and away. They've gone just .243 with runners in scoring position, but they've just found ways to win ball games. Trying to keep that the case today. The 2-2 taken. Called strike three. Zavala down on strikes, looking this time. The first strikeout for Emiline Montilla. Montillo did make one appearance against the Rough Riders earlier this year. It wasn't a good one. Had a clean first inning, and he came back out for a second frame of work, and he gave up 4 earned runs on 5 hits, 2 walks, also included a homer. 21.6 ERA against the Riders as Freeman chases the first pitch, hits it down the line. What a foul. 1-0. Freeman has a hit to his name today as a single back in the fourth. Still trying to find his groove. Had a tremendous month of May, but has cooled off a bit. Trying to get things going again. Hicks takes his lead at second. The 0-1 to Freeman. Swinging a line drive back this way. Puts its way over the screen. Left-hander peers in. He's ahead. 0-2 on the right-handed hitting Rough Riders third baseman Cody Freeman. Montilla set. Tan glove at the chin. Kicks the leg. Comes home. Swing and a miss. Freeman down on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Montilla. And a rarity for Cody Freeman. Generally not a strikeout candidate. But he waves and misses. And there's two gone. Well, you can hear the crowd. Nobody easier to get loud for than Josh Hatcher as he takes the first offering downstairs.
Yeah, he saw that. They saw that Hatcher was coming.
That's what it was. We're going with that. Not all the LEDs across the stadium saying, "I can't hear you." The pitch to Hatcher, 1-0, runs down and in. Make it 2-0.
Kids know their stuff.
They know their stuff. They know Josh Hatcher has himself a 2-run triple and a 2-run single today. And that's where we stand. 4-1 advantage for Frisco here in the bottom of the eighth. Another shot with a runner in scoring position for him, too.
Great fan base.
Fantastic. 2-0, the left-handed hitting right fielder. Make it 3-0. Montilla falls behind. Inning open with a base hit by Liam Hicks. He stands at second base. Zavala and Freeman both went down via the strikeout. A 3-0 to Hatcher. Just caught the outer edge. Fastball at 95. And Montilla's on the board. 3-1. Gabriel Rodriguez stands on deck. A 3-1 to Hatcher. Taking ball 4. Riders have a pair aboard the base paths for Gabriel Rodriguez, who this fan base also really enjoys.
Big Gabriel Rodriguez fans.
Rodriguez is 0-for-3 today, but he swung it really, really well against Amarillo on the year. And he swung it really well in his last 20 games. Over his last 20 games, he's notched 24 hits. The pitch home. Misses downstairs, and it works its way behind D'Orazio. Hicks danced down the line, but then went back to second base. Hicks at second. Hatcher behind him. He worked a 2-out walk. Gabriel Rodriguez trying to add some insurance for the Rough Riders. The 1-0 from Montilla. Runs outside, make it 2-0. A leadoff base hit in the frame against Montilla. Then he went strikeout. He has lost a bit of his control. 2-0 advantage for the right-handed hitting shortstop. Pitch on its way. D'Orazio caught it for a called strike, but was ready to throw back behind Hicks at second base. Didn't make the throw. So often as a catcher, you really want to make sure you're going to make that throw and have a chance, because you run the risk of stealing a strike away from your pitcher. But it was called a strike. The 2-1. Swinging a tapper right side, and that one caught DeRozio. Oh, boy.
He's taking a beating back there tonight, or today.
That he certainly has. And hope that he's okay. So he's going to try to shake it off. If you're watching on MILB TV, he looked over at the trainer and said, get back in there. I'm good. Let's keep going.
Catchers are tough.
He just wants to get this final out. Send his team to the dish and see if they can't do something offensively.
I think it got him right on the right shoulder. Throwing shoulder.
Watching the replay now, yeah. Looked like it maybe just missed that padding too. Or if it clipped it, it didn't catch much of it. So he'll throw a couple tosses with Montilla, and he says he's okay. Glad to see that.
That's a direct shot, not a glancing blow.
No. That doesn't feel too good. Gaber's had a minute to think about it. 2-2 count with two gone and two aboard the base paths for the Riders. Hicks at second base, Hatcher at first, Rodriguez at the dish. The 2-2 from Montilla. So we're going to drive into left center field. Long run for Vukovic. He's at the track, he's looking up, and he makes the play. Kaber Rodriguez hit it hard, 375 off the bat, 98 mile per hour exit velocity, but nothing more than an inning flyout. The Riders get no runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave two stranded. We head to the top of the ninth inning, Riders leading 4-1, and when we return on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will take us down the stretch.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the top of the ninth inning in this series opener between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles. Some day baseball. Thanks for spending your Tuesday afternoon with us. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. The Rough Riders with Tyler Owens back out on the mound looking for a five-out save. And Logan Warmoth, the first batter against him in the eighth spot in the order. Right-hander against right-hander, first pitch. Just rides inside, one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders looking to win back-to-back games and 13 of their last 16 with a victory today. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. That rides up and in, and it's two balls and no strikes. And Rough Riders currently with a magic number at 9 entering today, meaning any combination of Rough Riders wins and Midland losses equaling 9, and they clinch the playoffs. 2-0, up and in, and it's three balls and no strikes. Midland will play tonight at 7:05 against Wichita. So we'll have to keep an eye on that one tonight. 3-0. That one fits on the inside corner with the cutter for a strike. 3-1. Midland had a wild finish over the weekend that's actually pretty close to home. The 3-0, or 3-1, I should say, is on the inside corner. It's 3-2. This umpiring crew that we have, Chris Presley Murphy, Kyle Stutz, and Jack Wasson, they were in Midland last week. And on Saturday, there was a crazy play where Cooper Bowman hit a pinch hit three-run walk-off homer down by two in the ninth inning. But it was not to be. 3-2 pick. Swinging a foul straight back. It's still 3-2. After everyone celebrated and everyone was freaking out, San Antonio stayed on the field. They appealed over to third base, and this umpiring crew ruled that the second runner, Denzel Clark, missed third. The 3-2 is up and away for ball four, and Warmoth walks to begin this ninth inning. Rough Riders leading 4-1 over Amarillo. Christian Robinson, the ninth spot, the batter now. Denzel Clark, of course, was beside himself, but the crazy thing is, because they were down two and Clark was the runner at first base at the time, it was ruled a one-run double, and they lost 4-3 instead of winning 5-4 in the blink of an eye. Pitch to Robinson. That's low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Just a wild occurrence, and that's really important because the Rough Riders had lost that day. And so Midland could have gained a game on the Riders, and it would have been a three-run advantage, or excuse me, a three-game advantage. The pitch. Check swing. He went around. And it's 1-1. Instead of a four-game advantage that the Rough Riders have right now, going into this second-to-last penultimate week of the first half. That's a big difference, especially because Midland and Frisco will play each other head-to-head next week to finish out the first half. 1-1. On the inside corner, a strike. 1-2 now on Robinson. So a lot of scoreboard watching going on the next couple weeks as the Rough Riders look to clinch the playoffs for the first time since 2 years ago. The pitch. Low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. This is a matchup between Frisco and Amarillo of the last two Texas League champions. Frisco won it 2 years ago. Amarillo winning it last year. Their second title in 5 years. 2-2. In the air down the right side, a long run for Hatcher. Ortiz giving it a look as well from first, and it just goes out of play into the first row of seats. Still two balls, two strikes on Robinson. Owens retired the two he saw in the eighth inning. Ivan Melendez flying out to center, and J.J. DeRozio bounced out to short. 4-1 Rough Riders. We play at the top of the ninth. Rough Riders still being out hit 9-6. There's the stretch, and Owens the 2-2. It's fouled straight back, and it's still two balls and two strikes. So the Rough Riders in the last two games, though they've outscored their opponents 6-2, they're being out hit in these two games 16-8. 2-2. Outside, three balls and two strikes. Matt's hard. Able to figure it out. Owens peering in for his sign. He's got it. Stops at the belt. And the right-hander's payoff. Swing and a miss. Got him. Cutter down and away. Tyler Owens with the strikeout. His first, and there's one away here in the ninth. Riders leading it 4-1. Back up to the top of the order, Giancarlo Cintron. 1-for-4 today. It's the fifth time through the order. Well, it's camp day. A lot of the kids have gone back to camp at this juncture of the game. The pitch. On the outside corner with that cutter at the bottom of the zone, a strike. It's 0-1. But we had a wonderful crowd of 7,934 fans today here to open up the series. Right-hander's 0-1. Dips off the outside edge. It's one ball and one strike. We'll have game two of this series tomorrow between the Sod Poodles and the Rough Riders. We hope you can join us at 7:05. Ryan Garcia takes the ball for Frisco. He's 4-3 with a 4.81 ERA. 1-1. Inside corner for called strike two. It's 1-2 now on Cintron. Amarillo has the undefeated unscored upon TBD tomorrow. We'll find out that starter hopefully this afternoon. Rough Riders looking to break the 6-6 season series tie with a win today. Owens ready in the 1-2. Bounce down in the dirt. 2-2 now on Syndrome.
Zach, I think there may be one player better than TBA or TBD. Do you know who that would be?
Well, who's that?
Cash Considerations,
oh, yeah.
All-time great.
Cash Considerations is a legend. 2-2, bouncer to third. Freeman's got it on his second for one. Chavez to first, ball game over. Riders take the opener 4-1 over Amarillo on a 5-4-3 double play. Five-out save for Tyler Owens. And the Rough Riders have won back-to-back games and now 13 of their last 16 ball games. And they are hot right now. Magic number down to 8 as it stands right now with 11 games left in the first half. Riders on the brink of the postseason in the first half here in 2024. They win the opener 4-1 over Amarillo. Join Luke for the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Manley with you. The Riders get themselves a 4-1 win here in the series opener. They were out hit 9-6 by Amarillo, but they come ahead on the scoreboard. That was courtesy of Josh Hatcher. He went 2-for-3 with 4 RBIs, including a 2-run triple and a 2-run single for Hatcher. Another massive game for him, up to 37 RBIs on the year. That's good for the team lead. You look at the official scores. Josh Steven improves to 2-3. Dylan File drops to 2-5. Tyler Owens picks up his second save of the year, this time a 5-out save. Boy, oh boy, was it impressive again from the Rough Riders pitching staff. They came in to this game coming off of a long road trip in which they had just been spectacular on the mound. They had a 22-inning scoreless streak snapped back on Saturday, but you reach back now in their last five games, they've allowed just 3 earned runs in 44 innings pitched. It is tremendous what they've done on the hill. And then offensively, they're not lighting up the stat sheet right now, but they're getting things done. Timely hits, and today it was Josh Hatcher who came through with all 4 RBIs. He led the way with 2 hits, tied with Liam Hicks, who went 2-for-3. He scored a pair of runs and also worked a walk. Cody Freeman got back in the hit column. Kellen Strom as well. Strom had himself a 6-game hitting streak that was snapped on Sunday in Corpus Christi. And what does he do? He starts another one right back up here today. Picked up a base hit bunt in that sixth inning. Overall, the Riders look pretty good. 4-1 victory for Frisco. They improved to 38-20 on the year and now sit 4.5 games ahead of the Midland Rockhounds with just 11 games to go here in the Texas League schedule in the first half. We'll step aside here on the Riders post-game show, and when we come back, we'll look ahead to tomorrow's matchup.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back high atop Riders Field, a 4-1 win in the series opener for the Riders. They improved to 18 games above 500. For Amarillo, they dropped to 26-31. An impressive day on the hill again for the Rough Riders starting pitching. The bullpen has been as consistent as ever. Today for Josh Steven, he improved to 2-3 on the year, going 5 innings, giving up 7 hits, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, and just 1 earned run. It came on a solo homer by Tim Tawa. That was all the offense for Amarillo today. They led it 1-0, but Josh Hatcher responded with 4 RBIs on a pair of hits, including an RBI triple. Tomorrow, the Rough Riders back in action at 7:05 against the Sod Poodles. It is Ryan Garcia who gets the ball. Garcia on the year, 4-3 with a 4.81 ERA. And Garcia coming off of a start in Corpus Christi in which he gave up 4 earned runs in 4 2/3. So trying to right the ship a little bit, but it was a tremendous month of May for him. He went 3-0 in 4 starts with a 3.10 ERA. Gave up just 7 earned runs in 20 1/3 innings with 23 strikeouts. And for a guy that struggled a little bit last year, couldn't quite get his feet under him to start this year, gave up a couple of starts with 3 earned runs and then a 6 earned run start against this Amarillo group back on April 23rd. Ended up with a scoreless start on the road at Corpus Christi on April 30th, and he rolled that over into the month of May. Really the only outlier. He's given up 2 or less earned runs in every start since April 30th, which would be 5, except for this last one in which he went 4 earned runs in 4 2/3 innings. But for Ryan Garcia, he's back here at Riders Field, a place he's familiar with, and looking to improve on his 4-3 record with a 4.81 ERA. Mentioned it is TBD going tomorrow for Amarillo, so we'll see who they decide to go with. But it'll be Ryan Garcia getting the ball for the Rough Riders. Let's take a little look at the promotional schedule for the week. All sorts of fun stuff going on here at Riders Field. Started today with Camp Day. And you follow it up and get in the gates tomorrow at 7:05 for just $11. Thursday is going to be a really interesting night. As always, it's Thirsty Thursday. It is Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River, but it's also UFO night. It'll be a really fun one. If you're a fan of conspiracy theories or unidentified flying objects, UFO night is for you. Should be a really fun one on Thursday. That again, a 7:05 p.m. first pitch. And then on the weekend, started off on Friday at 7:05 with NASCAR night with the Texas Motor Speedway. For the second year in a row, it's a racing night back here at Riders Field. And then after that one, enjoy some fireworks powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. On Saturday, again, a 7:05 p.m. first pitch. It is Mutt Cuts night. A Mutt Cuts van similar to the one used in the movie Dumb and Dumber, and a moped will be on hand for a great night. All of that stemming, obviously, from the movie Dumb and Dumber, which turns 30 years old this year. also a Saturday, so kids can run the bases post-game thanks to our friends at Raising Cane's. It's also Bark in the Park. With the purchase of an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. Rounded out on Sunday with a 6.05 p.m. first pitch. All sorts of good stuff for Father's Day, including Kids Sunday Fun Day. All sorts of Kids Center themes, inflatables, and acts. Rough Riders are going to pay tribute to the Dallas Black Giants, the moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team here in Dallas, plus entertainment from the TBAAL 7th Annual Riverfront Jazz Festival. So come out. You can enjoy some pregame catch. Father-son, father-daughter, whatever, family on the field, and all sorts of kids' themes throughout the game. And then cap it off with Sunday summer fireworks, courtesy of Pyro Shows of Texas. All sorts of fun stuff on this week ahead. The Riders get out of Game 1 a winner, a 4-1 victory over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. They improve to 38-20 on the year. They'll be watching the scoreboard for Midland this evening, but the number ticks down from 9. It's 8, the magic number for the Rough Riders, with 11 games left in the season, or rather, in the first half, that is. Well, that wraps us up here. The Rough Riders improve to 1-0 on the trip, the homestand, that is, 38-20 overall against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Back in action tomorrow, it's Ryan Garcia getting the ball against the Sod Poodles for a 7.05 p.m. first pitch. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley, saying thanks for spending your Tuesday afternoon with us. We hope to catch you tomorrow evening for a 7.05 first pitch.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!